Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And wouldn't you like to know more about the templates of personality that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were born to? Why they are who they are and what we can expect of them for that. And so we're going to look at their human designs that they were born to. And we've done that in other shows. We did that years ago with the previous presidential campaigns and talked about different candidates. And I'm going to actually provide a link in the copy for this that you can listen to a previous show about Trump's human design and what it says. So you'll have that to weigh against what we're going to talk about Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And to do that is my guest who has done many, many radio shows about human design with me. She's also a fellow human design analyst and teacher, and she's always wonderful to talk with. So I'm so happy that Natalie Lilico can be with us again. Hi, Natalie.
Thank you, Peter. It's so wonderful to be here and to be looking at these two charts of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, definitely in the forefront of our news and our future, possibly our future.
Our interest, certainly. And we hope our future.
Could be, yes.
Yeah. You and I were talking before we started the show about our impressions about these charts of theirs and what it says to us that we want to convey to our audience about who they are and what their personalities are like. And we were both impressed, right?
Yeah, I think, well, they're dynamic people individually and also looking at them, you know, as a team, but they're very dynamic and charismatic. They each have their own flavor of charisma, I think we might say it that way. Which one would you like to dive in with?
Yes. So, it's interesting that, as you say, they would have to be dynamic, charismatic people to get to where they are in life. And generally, people who rise to these levels have strong charts of attraction and purpose. And we were looking at, because in everybody's chart that we're born to, crosses to bear. We have different crosses that we have to bear in life that will always be there. They're basically our roles in life. And for Joe Biden, he carries the cross of contagion. So he's always been very attractive to people who want to vote for him, you know, who want to work with him and be around him. And he's contagious. And it's interesting that he has, it's a magnetism. And we all have magnetism that attracts people to be who we are in life. And not always for greater purposes, sometimes for things that might not be so, that we might not be so happy about it. Because the human design system is not a whitewash. It's based on our birth data, and it tells the truth about who we are. It's based on the Chinese I Ching, and that has over 1,000 different possibilities of personality traits that we could be living with. And a lot of them are negative. And that's why there are a lot of people in this world who are people we don't like. And if we looked at their human designs, we'd say, wow, I wonder. You know, they have things in their designs that make their lives very difficult, that they're not necessarily nice people because they're not born to be. And it's too bad that some of us are born to have hard lives and to create hard lives for others. But some people are born to be leaders and to offer the possibility of change and growth. And that's what we want right now. So one of the
main- That's what we see with Joe. I mean, his leadership, his right there in his personality, son with that 14, is something that's going to build something. It's, you know, it's a very powerful energy to come in with. And it's part of that, what you said, the contagion, the incarnation cross, where it's about resources and being a contributor and wanting to, you know, develop and grow something. He's all about that.
Right. Well, actually, the audience should know that we all already know all of this information about their human designs on an unconscious level, because human design is just the language of the vibes that we live with and we project out to the universe all the time. And we're all reading each other's vibes all the time on levels that our soul needs to direct our journeys in life. And that's why there are no mistakes with who we meet and who we connect with in life, for the good and the bad too. I mean, we connect, you know, we don't always connect with people who are in favor of us, but it's for our growth. And so our souls come here to grow in bumpy ways. And Kamala Harris's chart has more bumps in it. She has more insecurities than Joe does. And I thought that was impressive in that she questions herself a lot. And I think that's, we all want somebody to do that. And we haven't had that in office for a while. So we're looking for that. Coming back to Joe, well, we talked about that he has such dynamic qualities. He also has one trait that concerns me, and it's called the desire to cooperate with powerful forces. So one of the reasons why Joe has achieved what he has in life is that he cooperates. And of course, we want cooperation. It's really important, but it's who we choose to cooperate that is what's important. And when you have this, you're looking to, let's say, mollify or get along with powers that be that might help you survive and stay in power, but might not be for the benefit of all. So that's why I worry that when Joe comes to power, he'll be a compromiser who wants everybody to get along and to get along with everyone, but not to really attack powerful forces that might be hindering our government. And, you know, we need somebody who is there for change. And if you're a cooperator, you might not be there for enough change.
Well, I think that's what Kamala really brings in, is the change when we talk about her chart. But I think that's why, as a team, you know, I think that she is, that's all about, it may be a little impulsive even at times, but that's so much the flavor of her chart, and even in her incarnation cross, of having that channel that sits at the root, the 3 to the 60, it's like it's bringing something new, or taking something old and making something new.
Right. It's the ability to identify what's wrong and create change. And so she really is here for change, and it's powerful. And I think, you know, she represents that in ways that our future needs. And I think she'll have much more power going forward. I mean, Joe is really only here for one term if he's elected. He'll be in his 80s. It's not a great idea to, you know, to put someone in that power at that later stage in life. And so Kamala might be able to run for office for president, but she also might need to take on some roles for Joe if his health isn't sturdy enough through his late 70s and early 80s in this role. So.
Well, she is a very strong vice president candidate.
Right.
I think he made a good choice. Like her strength and her tenacity, and you know what we've already seen of her, and how she confronts people that are in office. But I think she brings a lot of strength, and he really needed that, partly because of his age,
right,
and partly just because. You know, I've always seen Joe in this light of kind of like, you know, the good old guy and the networking and the rubbing elbows and making friends. And that's, you know, now that I look at his design, I see how that shows up where Kamala comes off as a little bit more confrontive.
Right. And she has that in the South node. I know a lot of people don't know what we're talking about when we use these numbers and terms, but the reason I'm bringing that up is it's a part of human design that really feels like it's who we need to be in life. It's how we need to be in life. What attracts us the most to who we are here to be. And she has the realist, the acknowledgement that peace is transitory, that ideas come and go, and the internal renewal to maintain her strength and alertness. Those are powerful ways to see yourself and to believe that you have to pursue life that way. Whereas as Joe has that trait we were talking about before at his South Node, which is desire to cooperate with powerful forces. So he's always here to get along. And to be charismatic and powerful and dynamic, but in ways that understand the flow of alignment, cooperation, let's all get together, and yet those of us who are liberals also know that there's a flaw in liberalism, and it's in a way it's being too nice. Being too cooperative, but at the same time, wanting everybody to fit in alignment. So to create regulations and rules that everybody has to fit into, even if you're different. And it's one of the problems I've always had with powers that set up restrictions for people who are alternative. And and the liberal view is, yeah, we're going to be very liberal as long as you cooperate, as long as you become sheep, we're happy. And that's not, you know, that can be very nice, but it's not long lasting.
When we look at Joe's chart and we put it all together, just like taking a snapshot. he's the communicator. He's the one that can get people emotionally, you know, he goes past the professional surface and gets more emotional and interactive with people.
Right.
And that's a wonderful quality for a politician. I guess what we're talking about is how effective is that as the leader of the most powerful country in the world. Well, we are at this point. That's questionable. But
it's interesting that he has such strengths to get him into this position. But I think a lot of it is because he's competing with the current president, who is so extremely different and has upset the apple cart so much that we're looking for a compromiser, somebody who will come in and create cooperation and comfort, but in ways that can only be temporary, because there's so much going on in this country now that needs change and needs correct change, needs a mind, needs leadership that is very honorable. And Kamala has that because she's born to that cross of laws, born to have to serve justice and truth. And even though, of course, you know, she needs to get along with people to do that, you can't be a total wild person and so we have in power now. But she's also, she has a brilliant mind. Both Joe and Kamala have brilliant minds and ability to express themselves, but differently. And it's very satisfying to see that we're dealing with people who are so many of their traits, and we can go through more of them, can help us feel good about our future. And so I'm looking at some of Joe's traits, and actually they're all pretty much the same about getting along, creating change. He has, on the unconscious Jupiter, he has momentum, success breeds success. So Jupiter is the unconscious Jupiter is the secret of abundance in our lives. And so whatever trait is there is your personal secret for abundance in life. And he has success breeds success. So we can see how that has worked for him. He has abundance because he follows a successful path. And he has humility, and that's helped him a lot, getting along with people. So it's very impressive that he has these strengths of also being discovered. John Kerry had that, and I was always impressed that people who have the trait of being discovered actually are discovered and rise to powerful positions in life. You know, I have a lot of people who come to me asking about their human design and want to know how successful, how powerful, how rich, all these things that they want to be in life, and what's in their chart to make them famous or et cetera. And some people, it's very clear that they're going to have those opportunities.
Well, they're definitely clear. And, you know, just to be fair, to look at Kamala's, like her Jupiter, both conscious and unconscious, is the same activation, the same gate, about how she articulates and can structure words that are understandable. And I just have this picture of seeing some clips of her when she is confronting someone, and just her ability and how she communicates. I mean, that is definitely her strength of communicating both her ideas and uplifting and standing her ground, which is part of that incarnation cross of the laws, is holding the values. What's really important here?
Right. And her unconscious Jupiter, her secret to abundance in life, is individual, independent expression. So she's here to really speak out and be true to herself, and that creates abundance in her life. So I like that. I like that opportunity that we have for her being in power and being able to do that. So, and then I'm looking at her Saturn, which is what our work in life is about, how we have to apply ourselves to grow and learn. And she has, on the conscious side, because there is a conscious and unconscious side to our designs. So she has recognition and dedication to transitory goals. And it's great that she understands, it's the irony of life, that life is transitory, that we can't create something that will always exist. There's always the next step to take. And sometimes we get knocked back a little bit and then have to go forward. And to live in that and work with that is one of her big jobs in life. And then on her unconscious side, she has the emotional strength and spirit derived from positions of power. And it's the unusual ability in a position of power to accept advice and transform it innovatively. So it's her work, is to really find out what's needed and how to transform her role into a position of effectiveness. So I and she's born to, that's her undertaking in life, is to come.
Well, I love that both of those gates are on the fifth line, which is, you know, just a very practical and holistic way to look at things. It's, you know.
Right, but the fifth line is projected upon us. So any of our traits that are what we call fifth line traits, because it's the fifth line of the hexagram that has six lines to it. And so each line has a different kind of trait. And if it's a fifth line trait, it's what people see in you. They project it.
But it carries the potential as well.
Yeah, but people are reading this onto her, that she is someone who will step forward and really, you know, make these changes.
Well, that would remain to be seen whether that.
Well, we, of course,
purely projection,
she still has to get elected, and so does he. And we hope that's true, because they both are good people. But you know, as we've talked about with Joe, he's a guy to help us kind of get on an even path, but it might not be the right path. It might just be a comfortable path that we can all come together and collectively. And that would be very helpful and very important. But then we have to also make changes that might not be easy for people, because we do have to change the world. And Kamala might be the person to help do that. So
that's definitely a big part of her energy that she brings. Those are her strengths, is bringing something new or taking something old and transforming it into, mutating it into something new. So as we've talked about, but it just shows up so strongly in her chart. Don't mean to repeat, but it's not like a casual thing in her design.
So I think we're fortunate to have people to vote for who can help us move forward. And, you know, to some degree, we only have two choices, Republican or Democrat. And there's a lot of interest in, you know, what the Republicans have done, which is upsetting the apple cart. And they have. But in a way that has led to chaos and diversity and extremism in ways that I think a lot of people are too uncomfortable with. So we do need change, but maybe we need to be a little bit more sane about how to go about it. And we certainly don't want to cooperate with powerful forces that aren't in our interest. And we don't want a government that does that, right?
Yes, of course.
So we're nearing the end of the show. I'm glad we've had this discussion. I hope it's been helpful to our audience. People should, I guess be happy that at least we have some choices that will help us get to the next step in life, and know that it's not going to be enough right away.
Well, I think the other thing is that they're not doing this just for power. You know,
right, these aren't powerful. These aren't people who are just into power. These are both authentic people who are doing it the best they know how in their own ways.
Right.
And that's, I think that's really important, is that greed or
very dedicated people, right. And people that'll work hard and have worked hard and will continue to work hard.
Right.
And they're not just doing it so that they can, you know, have the crown on their head.
Right. There's no greed or corruption in their charts, and they're not going to allow those kinds of people to be in our government as much as they can. So I think it, you know, we should be hopeful from all of this. So Natalie Lillico, people can follow up with you at your website, right?
Yeah, if people want their copy of their chart, or I do offer a 20-minute free consultation to find out about your chart. So it's Natalie@alignwithyourdesign.com. That's my email address and my website, alignwithyourdesign.com. And my phone number is 707-888-3569.
And spell Natalie for us.
N-A-T-T-A-L-E-E.
Right.
N-A-T-T-A-L-E-E.
We needed to know that. Thanks so much for being a guest again on Energy Stew. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver, heartriver.org. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening. Thank you.